Welcome to the Jennings Wire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Emerald Kaufman, the radio director of Andy Jennings PR, the national firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a special community of bloggers and podcasters that is capturing the heart of America. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. And today's guest is digital marketing technology expert Paul Bailow, founder and CEO of Phone Interview Pro, a service for job seekers who want to perfect their telephone job interviewing skills. And his new book, The Essential Digital Interview Handbook, takes interviewing to a whole new level. So welcome, Paul.
Hey, Hini. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. And so what exactly do you mean for our listeners by digital interview?
Well, as things change in the hiring world, most people hope to get a face-to-face interview, and that's what we call a three-dimensional interview, which is voice, visual, and physical. But what happens now is that companies are trying to save money is they've gone to a digital interview using Skype or go to Google Hangout in order to lower the cost and really get a two-dimensional interview, which is sight and sound. And then what we call a phone interview is one-dimensional, obviously, which is a sound.
Well, that makes sense. As the technology advances and you have the option to do that, why not do it? Now, the question is a digital kind of face-to-face, two-dimensional interview better? Can you make a better impression than a traditional one-dimensional phone interview?
You can't. I think the best way is human flesh to human flesh. Seeing person in their office, mm-hmm. shaking their hand. But that sort of in the process is the third step. Usually what we've seen in the research, it starts with a phone conversation, leads to a digital interview, and then goes to the face-to-face. Everyone's trying to get that face-to-face interview because there's a greater emotional connection. And the mm-hmm. greater the emotional connection, the higher the propensity of you to get the job. So people are trying to truncate or shorten the process time it takes in order to hire someone. So they immediately go to like a Skype and they say, okay, let's set up the digital interview so at least I could see you and hear you, which is sort of closer to that face-to-face interview. But what's been happening is this has been, you know, significantly on the rise that most people do not know how to conduct a digital interview. And not only is it we talk about digital interviews for job seekers, but anyone who has a webcam camera. Now, in, you know, you're in work, you could be working from home and your boss is in California or in India or in Italy, and you're using a webcam camera and you're really not looking that good. And that's sort of sad.
Right. Yes.
You know, to be honest
right.
with most people because they're not prepared.
Right. Webcams aren't always the most flattering of cameras.
No,
that's
not at
for
all.
Sure.
Yeah, very good.
That's for
yeah,
sure.
absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh, that's so
and that's
funny.
Where it gets pretty funny.
Yeah, that is funny. So where do most people make their mistakes when they're using their webcam or when they're using Skype? What because you're in your surroundings, right? Your natural
right.
area, if you're in an office or something like that. So you're allowing people into your space. So what are those kind of mistakes that people are making?
Right. So number one, don't allow them into your personal space because it's not personal. It's professional.
Uh-huh.
So you actually have to create, you know, your own little newscast room. You have to create, you know, an environment that allows you to be professional, almost like the local news. You know, you have the lights, you have the camera, you have the background. So a lot of people do is, you know, if we're talking about an interview specifically, is they sort of say, I got a digital interview. Okay, flip on the computer, flip on the camera, expect to get a job. Good luck to you. It's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
You're not prepared. You don't look professional. You know, what seems to happen is a lot of people don't understand the software to begin with. You know, always having trouble with either Skype or Google Hangout or GoToMeetings. I mean, that's unacceptable if you have a digital interview, either for a job or if you're an executive or if you're a salesperson. That should never, ever enter the equation. You need to know your software. And a problem is just sort of a check mark against you and your lack of professionalism in the field of not being prepared.
Right. I was just going to say that would definitely be a hit to you in terms
yeah.
of preparedness and ready to go for the interview. Now, does it really matter what type of chair that you're sitting in?
Oh, absolutely. Do you ever go into an executive who's sitting on a cardboard box?
Yeah.
It's part of
no.
the decorum, right? You may not, people may not like it, but it does matter. It does reflect the fact. There's a whole chapter in the book about what chair to use, right? You don't want granny's chair. You're not going to be on a rocking chair. You want a professional black-looking chair.
What sort of backgrounds would you suggest for people?
Right. So backgrounds are crucial, right? No one really wants to see your kids' photographs in a digital conversation, in a digital interview. I'm sorry to say that, but they don't. It's a distraction. They also don't want to see windows open and traffic or, you know, moving behind you. Any movement behind you is a complete distraction. What you want to do is you want to spend a little bit of money and get something called seamless paper. And you can get it on the web. It's relatively inexpensive. And it's a photographic paper that photographers use when they're actually conducting a studio, in-session studio photography session with a portrait. So it costs like $30, and you just put it behind you. So the focus of attention is you and not your background. It's all about you. And what you want to be in is the triangle of love, what I call the triangle of love, which is the top of your head from shoulder to shoulder. And that's really where you want to be.
You don't want to be showing full body length or too much. You could probably make so many more mistakes. So the more of you that are in the window,
right?
You probably make more mistakes.
Right. I mean, the focus is you, right? The focus is to understand what you're saying, how you're saying it, with that visual component of your facial expression.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea here is to sort of focus in on you and make sure that you're being clear and communicating very clear in terms of your points, either during your job interview or in your team meetings, or if you're on a Skype meeting with a client or a marketing executive. You want to make sure that you're communicating. I mean, that's the ultimate goal, and not to be, you know, not to have a commercial, and the commercial is traffic behind you or anything that's in the range of your camera that's a distraction.
Paul, you've given us some really good tips on something that people won't even really think about when they're doing it, right? They're like, oh, yeah,
no.
Digital interview, sure. Turn on the webcam and ta-da, and then nope, no job for you, right? I mean,
that's
what you're saying. So what would you give our audience, our listeners? What one last piece of advice would you give them?
Sure. Lighting is everything. Make sure you have three lights, two in the front, one behind you, at a 45-degree angle. Make sure you have a HD camera. Right, so don't be using your laptop camera. Those are unacceptable. So in our lab, we've tested many, many cameras. The one that, you know, I would just suggest get a name brand camera that's HD. And then get an audio. Get really good audio. And audio, and I don't have anything to do with the company, but what rose to the top in our test lab is something called a Blue Snowball microphone. It looks like it's from the 1960s. It is the best mic for interviewing and conversations over the web. It is the best from what we've seen. It costs about $99. So it's really light, sound, and then the picture. If you take care of those three, you're way ahead of everyone else.
Good. So you'll have your best presentation that you possibly can. And the triangle of love. Don't forget about that.
Yeah.
You need the triangle of love. So that's good for our last piece of advice. Stay in the triangle of love, and you will be okay with your lighting and your camera and your microphone, the audio. So that's great. Thanks, Paul. I really appreciate you being here with us, and our listeners can learn more about all of these things, everything we discussed today. Paul Baylo and his new book, The Essential Digital Interview Handbook, you could do so at his website, phoneinterviewpro.com. And, of course, the book is available at bookstores, Amazon as well. This podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm, Annie Jennings PR, and the creator of JenningsWire Online Magazine. JenningsWire is capturing the heart of America with its rich community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers and podcasters. So please visit JenningsWire.com and discover the blogger that is just right for you. Till next time.